You're inside my fix-it-up life with Mark and Teresa. If you know someone who has a desperate landscape, or if you have one yourself, this show is for you. We're talking with the star of that DIY network hit, Jason Cameron, sharing tips and tricks to take a little desperate out of all of our landscapes. And to help you get a little finesse into your fix-it-up work, we're giving away a Dremel 8200 cordless rotary tool to one lucky fan. So take a break from your hectic fix-it-up life and find out what's new in home improvement from our family to yours. It's all happening next on My Fix-It-Up Life.
Welcome.
TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out.
Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark, who's throwing a tantrum.
And my wife, Teresa, who doesn't let me throw tantrums anymore.
Well, I don't know about letting, but, you know, you just do it anyway.
Yeah, why not? Tantrums are valuable.
Why are they valuable?
Well, you let out all the bad stuff, and then you're like your clean, grassy field covered with dew.
So when our son Jack is on the floor pounding his fists and kicking the floor, you're like, dude, stop doing that. You don't, like, give him the room to move with that.
I'm
likewise allowed, with me and you.
This is how I parent. Do as I say, not as I do.
That's
moving
such,
on.
You know, that is so valuable. That's
Parenthood
so valuable.
Is a benevolent dictatorship.
It is.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to give a shout out before we, you know, talk about anything else that's important.
Woo!
No, not literally a shout out, but I wanted to say happy anniversary to my friend Jess. It's her 5th anniversary today. It's all about love and everything.
Do we, like, totally have to talk like this? Like, totally.
Yeah.
The men in the audience are running screaming right now.
Totally. Oh, and then in other good news, Mark is not going to be in town next week, so I get to party. Well, not really, because the kids will be with me. Man! I lose again.
I am going to be going ballistic.
He's going out to Chi-Town.
Yeah, heading out to Chicago. Bosch Power Tools is hosting a new tool introduction.
Yes.
And we at My Fix It Up Life have been invited.
Yes.
They have promised us a tool giveaway.
Yes.
From the corporate headquarters.
We'll be talking about that at the end of the show.
No, we can talk about it now.
No. At the end of the show.
It's a
teaser.
Cordless.
It's a teaser.
Pneumatic.
Oh, Lord.
Power tool.
That's so good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Anyway.
But, yeah, that's going to be exciting. We also had another exciting kind of out-of-the-home improvement box event happen this week.
Mark was a movie star this week.
Not
so he's like Brad Pitt now, and I'm like Angelina Jolie.
Here's a sentence.
But without all the creepy parts that go along with Angelina Jolie.
Like making out with your brother.
Well, she's gorgeous.
Oh,
I mean,
smoke show.
She is. She's absolutely gorgeous, and she has a gazillion dollars, and she can pretty much do whatever she wants, and she's married to Brad Pitt, so that's good.
So far, I don't see any dissimilarities between us. Just differences
really?
In quality.
Wow.
Maybe quantity.
Wow.
Maybe success.
Okay. But Mark was actually an actor in a trailer for a new movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plays a lawyer who's sarcastic and direct, and I don't know. It was a stretch for him.
I have no idea why they picked me for that.
And what's the movie called? Is there a name yet?
Yeah, Confessions of a Coward.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
It was fun, and there's a lot of, you know, somebody knew somebody knew somebody. That got me involved in it, and I now live having heard this sentence before. If this movie gets made, you're in it.
Yeah.
With all my acting skills, my previous acting chops include playing Pigpen in the Holy Cross School play, Springfield, Massachusetts, sometime in the early 70s.
And you're still playing it, too.
And that role wasn't a stretch either.
Not so much.
They put flour on my clothes.
Well, Mark's done a lot of different things on TV, but he always plays himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're always an expert Carpenter.
Yep.
So
we found out when the Jeff Devlin show is coming out.
Oh, and we can even say the name of it too, can't
we?
Yeah,
we can. It's called Drill Team.
Drill Team on A&E, and it starts this summer too.
Yeah, I looked at the dates. We're in the Ryan and Sue episode.
Mm-hmm.
I was the contractor who framed up that basement, among other things, and totally told Devlin how to do it, by the way. And, that airs. So we have an air date, and we can talk about the show. We'll have to get Jeff back now that he can talk about it.
Totally.
Yeah. And
well, in our Fix It Up world, we're talking about undesperate landscapes today.
Yes.
In honor of our special guest.
Yes, Jason Cameron from Desperate Landscapes.
He is from Desperate Landscapes. And he's
you going to complete that thought?
Well,
he is from...
Well, you know what? He's a spokesperson for Men's Fitness Magazine, and he's a professional fitness model, and he's been on Sex and the City. So I have to take a moment because, you know, Sex and the City is coming out this weekend.
The movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I like to sometimes pretend that maybe, like, I'm like Carrie Bradshaw or, like, we're friends or something. And he actually probably has met all of those girls. If he's been in the show.
If he's been on the show.
He's probably met one of them.
Was he himself on the show?
I have no idea. Oh. I just read it on his bio.
We're going to have to ask that salient question.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Sex and the City, that's great.
Yeah, totally. And he's on DIY Network's Man Caved with, what's his name?
Ex-professional football player Tony Siragusa.
Yes.
Yeah, who was a force in the NFL.
Yeah.
And as I said before when we talked about Jason and the Goose, I want to see them fight in a man cave.
I just have to take a lot of deep breaths. But the new season of Desperate Landscapes starts June 28th, Monday at 7 o'clock on DIY Network. And so if you're into that show, a new episode starting up pretty soon.
And people are into it because it's the 7th season. Which shows you my perception of the passage of time. I thought it came out like last week.
Really?
7 years.
Well, that's not necessarily 7 years, because sometimes they do seasons, a couple of different seasons in 1 year.
Maybe. We'll have to ask Jason about
that. Yeah, that's
like
totally old school, thinking a season is a year.
Oh, yeah, that's old school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Our desperate landscape.
Our desperate landscape. What can we do to improve our landscape? Please
roof
give me
house.
A list.
We have these beautiful roofing shingles in our yard that we did our porch roof.
Yeah.
But we haven't finished the rest of the roof. And we finally put it on the calendar that we're definitely going to put our roof on.
Yes. The Da Vinci Roofscape roof.
Yes.
Not the other one. There isn't
another
one.
There is no other one. That's the only one.
Seriously.
And they're gorgeous, too. It's not like having a, pile of asphalt shingles just sitting there.
We are a desperate landscape in our neighborhood because, we got those delivered, and for one reason or another, we didn't find the time to do the roof.
To not finish it.
And they're sitting there.
Well, and the other thing about our desperate landscape, too, is that our house is half-painted.
Well, apparently that's, like, zoning law where we live.
Oh, yeah. There is a house in our neighborhood that is the worst. I mean, oh, my goodness. Even our 9-year-old has said to me, my friends and I were thinking that they really need to clean up their yard. Like, it's that bad that they notice it.
That place makes the Addams Family joint look like Better Homes and Gardens.
Yeah. Well, it was painted a few different colors when we moved in.
Yeah.
And then one summer, it was like the hottest day in the summer.
Oh, searing.
They painted half of one side of it pink.
Right up to the point they ran out of extensions and ladders.
And that was, 4 years ago?
Easy.
So anyway, so they have a half-painted house, and embarrassingly, we have...
Unfortunately, we're in the club.
We're in the club.
We painted one part, then winter came.
And we had to get some stucco repaired, too.
Yeah.
And we moved a window. So there have been a lot of reasons. We're working on our house, but...
Well, in Jason's show, they do a lot of painting as part of the... overall curb appeal.
Yes.
To spruce up the landscape. And I appreciate that he goes into doing porches and different kinds of carpentry as part of that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I think that's important.
We have a pretty cool tool up for grabs
we
today,
do.
Too.
It's the 8200.
82, not as the 18-2. 18200.
As I misspoke earlier. I got so excited. I was like, it's the 188200 something or other. Yeah. But it's the Dremel 8200, which I don't even think is available yet in stores.
Yeah, if you get this tool, you are easily among the first in the country to get it. And you can see the tool in action being operated by yours truly at a website called MonkeyC.com.
And MonkeyC is a neat website. It's got all kinds of how-to information, little how-to videos, pretty much about everything you would want to know.
Yeah.
Mark's video is about coping with the Dremel 8200, which is awesome.
So if you have a trim job coming up, check this out.
But my favorite thing about the MonkeyC website, and this is going to go to totally cute.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Hold on.
So when you log on.
If you're standing up, sit down. And if you're sitting down, stand up.
Or if your Mark leaves the room.
Yeah.
Now, when you go on to the MonkeyC website, it makes
monkey
noise. It makes an actual monkey noise.
Really?
Yeah, it's very cute.
That's quite a story you've told me there, Teresa.
Mark, and we're going to go to break, too, dear.
Why don't we? Because I've just picked up a really good book.
Mark's reading his own book. It's actually quite embarrassing. I'm glad you can't see out there.
And we'll see you after the break on My Fix It Up Life. Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today. Got roof? For roof repair and replacement, you need the high-performance tools and hardware from RoofersWorld.com. The Red Ripper tools reduce tear-off time by up to 30%. The innovative Adapta roof staging accessories enable you to work safe and fast at heights and on steep pitches. Whether you need magnetic hatchets or hammers, roofing knives and blades, hard-to-find snow guards or roof jacks, Roofers World is your go-to source. For high-performance, rugged, get-it-done tools and accessories, visit RoofersWorld.com.
Inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my beautiful wife, Teresa.
Ooh, compliment.
Oh, yeah. I love her very much.
That's hot.
I might joke around. I might do stuff that's untoward. And by might, I mean I do regularly. Sometimes it's beyond my control. But I'm a lucky man. I have married up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how much you love me, then.
I do love you, but we are in the best part of the show, my favorite part of the show, maybe not the best part of the
show. Fix It Up Finds.
Fix It Up Finds Nation. Here it is.
Well, and
who's ready? The switchboard's lighting up like the Vegas Strip. Call us with your Fix It Up Find at 610-701-9243.
Anyway, so next week we're going to be doing a project with Rebuilding Together Philadelphia.
And Popular Mechanics Magazine.
Yes.
I am very excited for this project.
And in honor of that, I thought maybe we could do this Fix It Up Find together. Talk about rebuilding together.
Yes, we should. And we should also state out of the gate that if you want to join us.
Oh, yeah. If you want to join us and volunteer, it's going to be Saturday, June 5th, and you live in the Philadelphia area or anywhere else, you can just fly in.
If you want to fly in from Alaska, that's cool, too, or San Diego.
Totally.
What else is far away?
Anyway, so if you want to help out, just post a message on our Facebook page or send us a little note at info@myfixitoplife.com, and we'll connect you with the Rebuilding Together Philadelphia folks so that you can volunteer with us.
Yeah, I know a guy down there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he knows a couple of guys down there. I don't think they'll admit that they know him back. But I wanted to talk about some of the things that they're doing in this project because it's more than just doing one house.
Yeah, this is a full block reno.
Which is so exciting.
Yeah, and every house seems to be getting different things. We have to say, full disclosure, we haven't been down there yet.
We haven't been down there yet, so we're pretty excited.
Way too busy to get down there.
No, that's not it, Mark.
Come on, I'm trying to build the image of us as the awesomeness.
Anyway, okay. So the projects, I want to talk about a little bit about the projects that they've done so far and that they'll be finishing on the June 5th volunteer day, too. They have done some roof repair and some tree planting. They installed a solar hot water heater, which is pretty cool, and it was donated by Aardvark Energy Solutions.
Very cool.
Which is nice. Donating to
just,
a project like this is such a wonderful thing to do. They've done energy audits, and those were also donated by Residential Energy Solutions, which is awesome.
Very, very cool. And you either want one of these or you don't want one of these.
Well, yeah, you'll find out a lot about your house that you probably don't want to know if you have an energy audit. But then it's good because then you know what you should be caulking, sealing, and improving. And there are a lot of little things that you can do to make a big difference on your energy bill.
Absolutely.
And they have also installed two cool roofs. Which
yes.
is cool.
I love these things. I just think that's the best thing going.
It definitely is. And, on the June 5th Volunteer Day, they're going to be, and we're going to be helping with this, clearing a vacant lawn and building raised vegetable and flower beds and benches, too. So there's gardening, there's home improvement, there's woodworking that's going to be involved.
I can see a chainsaw being appropriate for at least all of those. I'm bringing the chainsaws.
For, flower beds?
Clearing the lot, building boxes, building benches, chainsaws galore.
For everyone at Popular Mechanics Magazine and Rebuilding Together Philadelphia, if you would like me to not bring Mark that day, just give me a call right now.
Yeah.
They're also going to be building rain barrels for the community garden there, too.
Very cool.
Which is awesome.
Very cool. Conserving
and
water.
Putting in smoke detectors and all kinds of other fun things that really do make a difference. Oh, and my favorite one is repainting telephone poles.
I saw that on our list here. Why?
Because I have this whole, like, crazy, weird image of people, like, with those,
With the tree climbing tools?
Totally.
With the tree, I used to have that stuff.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Used to, right? You don't still have them, like, away in the basement?
Maybe Jason Cameron will care about me. I got my whole start in this game, landscaping, cutting down trees.
You think he's going to care about you?
Well, maybe he'll just, you know, there's something I have in common with someone.
You
but I
have
that stuff.
No one can see you. It's just sound effects, dear.
Oh,
seriously,
I gotta get a TV
that
show.
He's climbing up a telephone pole, which is weird.
With the tree climbing, everybody knows what that means.
So if you're interested in volunteering with us, maybe not Mark, because I might not bring him. Might lock him in a closet that day.
Join the awesomeness.
Saturday, June 5th, and it's rebuildingphilly.org, their website.
And if you're not Facebooked up, you can hit us at info@myfixitiplife.com.
Or go to My Fix It Up Life on Facebook and find out a little bit about it and post a message or whatever.
If you're not Facebooked up.
Yeah, they can be Facebooked up.
Yeah,
it's
but you don't
have to.
Yeah, I realize it's free, but not everybody wants one.
That's true.
So you can send us an old-fashioned email.
I think that you've had too much coffee.
Not me, baby. Pipeline it in here.
You're out of your mind. Out of your gourd, out of your whatever.
No, the awesomeness here, I'm joking around about the whole awesomeness thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the awesomeness thing here is that Popular Mechanics and Rebuilding Together are doing that thing that we do in A Fix It Up Life. They're giving of themselves to leave something better than they found it. And they're making this block more beautiful. They're greening it up. And they're making life better for people. And what's better than that? All joking aside.
I think it's pretty awesome. That's why we're participating.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Mark, I think that maybe we should go to break.
Why don't we break out of here, and we'll see you on the other side of our break with a show that we call My Fix It Up Life.
The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for his six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Marth Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done." Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Popular Mechanics Magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out PopularMechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week. Or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at PopularMechanics.com.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go. Oh, nah, he over here. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life. How are you, Teresa?
I'm doing well, Mark.
Good. I really knew the answer to that question already. I just needed something to say.
And you love waiting until he says, I got this hot new thing.
Yeah, that's when that's the natural break right there.
That's the natural thing?
I got this hot new thing.
And then you start talking.
Will Smith, Philadelphia native.
That's true.
I was hanging drinking beers with him last night.
Maybe he'll come out to do the Rebuilding Together project with us. We'll just give him a call.
Sure.
During the next break, and just hook us up with that.
Right? But the lights are blinking. We have a caller.
We do have a caller on the line, and should we say hello to her?
Well, is she there, first of all? I always have to ask if she's there.
I'm here.
Hey, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. And who are we talking with?
My name's Beth. I'm in Springfield, Illinois. How's it going today?
Oh, it's going well. Springfield, Illinois.
I have a rule, though. I forgot. I don't talk to people named Beth.
Now,
really?
Yeah, sorry. Thanks for calling.
Okay. I'll try again some other time.
No, you don't have to talk to him. You can just talk to me. That's fine.
That sounds great.
We can have girl talk.
Okay, I can handle that.
Totally cool.
Girl talk that talks about patios, please.
We can talk about patios.
Get right to it.
Yeah.
Okay, my rule is rescinded.
Rescinded because she's, right to it?
Right to it.
Yeah.
Got to talk about the patio. I know all about patios. Most of them are, some of them are aerial, but most of them are in the ground.
Aerial? Really?
Aerial.
All right, he's a different kind of carpenter. So what is your question? What can we do for you today?
Well, we built a new house a couple of years ago, and we've got all these outdoor projects, and we just really have no idea where to start. We have some landscaping done in the front. We do have a deck in the back, but everything else is just barren.
Oh, right.
So, we want to build a patio, and we don't know what kind of materials we should use, what's the best? Should we go with natural stone? Should we use pavers? Do we do concrete? We're just really at a loss. So anything that you can help with would be great.
Wow. Well, what's the space going to be used for?
Probably barbecuing. Maybe we can put up a little outdoor fireplace, something along those lines.
Oh,
entertaining
nice.
And eating, because we're big on both of those.
Oh, sweet. I love those kinds of things.
Those are my favorite activities. Besides, shoe shopping, those are pretty much my favorite things, too.
Yeah. Now, can you do what's called a patio deck there, a very low deck?
Perhaps, yes. I don't see why not. Can you explain that to me a little bit more? I'm kind of a novice here.
Well, sure. A patio deck is a deck, and I've built them where I've actually dug out the ground a little bit to let the floor joists of the deck reside below what's called below grade or below where the grass is.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So that your top surface is whatever you deck it with, whether it's a Trex Transcend is a new kind of composite decking out there, or Redwood, or something like that.
Okay. Yes, I think that would be a possibility.
Oh, cool.
That's cool.
And I think that's kind of warm. Also, you can, now that you have the deck frame there, you might be able to do something in the air, like I was joking about before, but do a pergola or something like that.
Ooh, that could be good. That could definitely be good. If we were to, our deck is currently about 8 feet off the ground. Well, I take that back. It's probably a little bit lower than that. My husband and I are short, so we can walk underneath it, but most normal height people can't.
So evidently, Evidently, Beth is less than 8 feet tall. That's comforting to know.
That is good. I would be a little intimidated if you were 9 feet tall.
No, so the whole deck's maybe about 5.5 feet tall, something along those lines.
Okay.
And so, you know, I guess we're kind of trying to consider at this point where we want this patio to go. Not underneath, because, of course, that wouldn't be conducive to nice weather, but, you know, where we place it, and if we put it out into the middle of the yard a little bit, maybe we should put some stone, like a stone walkway to it or something like that. If we did that, what would you recommend that we use?
Ooh, well, interlocking pavers are always nice. You could get some recycled brick. You've got a new house, though. I don't know if that would go.
Our house is brick on the front, but recycled, that kind of appeals to my green side.
Yeah, there's definitely products you can get from, like, when a building is demolished somewhere, they'll take the brick and clean it off, and then you can use some of them in an exterior project like that, and that would give it a lot of nice texture, and it wouldn't have a manufactured feel.
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah, and then you could do some wind-around stuff or herringbone pattern or running bond or those kinds of things, which is how you orient the bricks to give it, again, more visual texture and different kinds of shadow lines and stuff.
Sure.
And what is your current deck made out of?
It's actually Trex.
Oh, wow. That's
yes,
funny that Mark said Trex.
Yes, he did. It is Trex decking, and it's wonderful because it's so low maintenance. And all we do is wash it off, and I love that. And I sound like I'm making a product plug for them, and I'm not even trying to. We just love them. They're great. And so, you know, there's the thought that maybe we could do, like, a lower patio. I like your idea there about kind of the floating patio, and maybe we could use the Trex on that as well. That's an interesting idea.
That could be neat, and you can run the decking in a diagonal fashion to sort of break up the lines in the back of the house. It sounds like, are there stairs there now?
There are, yes.
Okay, so you don't have to mess with that. Yeah, you could build it such that you kind of walk right down onto a landing and then right out onto an entirely second-level decked surface.
That sounds good.
That does sound good. Will you come do it for me?
Well, step one, plane ticket. Step two,
okay.
Yes.
Can you keep him for like 2 months or so?
This sounds like a really big project.
I'm just kidding, yeah.
That'd be cool. I love doing this stuff. The outdoor projects are my favorite.
And decks are your favorite project outdoors, too.
Yeah.
It's true.
And you could, because you've got that height discrepancy, maybe a pergola would really work nicely in there. It depends how far off the existing deck you go. You can do all kinds of neat lighting stuff in there. I just saw an LED light for decks that it's like a little disc. You drop it right into the deck board, and it's kind of like it's floor lighting. It's totally cool.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's hot.
It's primo, and I have no idea who makes it. I just saw it today.
That's good for nighttime entertainer.
Yeah, so if you find those, why don't you call us back and let me know who makes them?
Yeah, we don't do a lot of nighttime entertaining because
yeah.
like children, people that live with us. But,
yeah,
but
our
you
nights
might.
Are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have a nightlife, and can you tell us what it's like?
I don't have much of one, but that's because I also have a small child.
Oh.
But we're trying to branch out a little bit more, and after she goes to bed, take a bottle of wine outside.
Oh, I like
there
that.
There you go. I'm building your deck.
Yeah, if you take a bottle of wine outside, he'll be there. I'm ready. Let's go.
Well, we hope this helped, Beth. We do have to boogie to the other side of a break here. So thank you for calling our show.
Hey, thanks for your help. I appreciate it. I'll send pictures.
Oh,
please
good.
Do.
We'd love that. And if you have a question about your house, email us at info@myfixituplife.com or post a message on our Facebook page, My Fix It Up Life, and we'll be back in just a minute with more
My Fix It Up Life.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out. Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
What's the name of the club? I can't remember, but it's all right.
And you're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Teresa.
How you doing? How was your break?
Yeah, it was good.
Was it like spring break when you were in Florida?
We went to spring break in college, and it was colder when we left. It was colder when we got there than when we left Logan Airport in Boston.
Ooh.
Fun vacation, but awful weather.
That's pretty good. And you can remember that far back, too, Mark? That's pretty good.
Hey, you know, rather than trundling down memory lane, why don't we ask?
Well, we have a caller on the line, and I think we have a question, too.
Somebody doing something new, not
Ooh,
old like
that's
me.
That's pretty good.
All right. Who is there right now?
Hi, welcome to the show. Who are we talking with?
Hi, this is Aubrey.
Hi, Aubrey, and where are you calling us from?
Ambler, Pennsylvania.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
Right on. And
and what are you doing in Ambler today?
Well, I was sitting at the pool with my kids, and now I wanted to call to find out, I have a question regarding an addition.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's a big project.
We have a deck off of the back of our house that we use often, but our family's growing and we need more space, so I wanted to know if it's possible to build an addition on top of the existing deck.
Ooh, that's a good use of space.
Ooh, I love those kinds of projects.
Yeah.
I do. Wow. Oh, that's a good one. So let me ask you this. What room in your house would connect to the room outside your house?
It would be from my kitchen.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow, there's a million and one details here. But generally speaking, if the deck was built to proper building code, it should be able to withstand the weight of an addition built on top of it.
Okay.
Okay. And without going into all the details of that, when you move forward with whatever contractor you use or whatever, you need that's the biggest piece of information you need to have put together. Because obviously, the foundation, if that's bad, then you're in big trouble. But if it's good, and do you have posts that, like, go down on a concrete piers or into the ground or something?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Do you know if there was a permit pulled to build that deck?
Yes, there was.
Okay, so that should be a good indication right there that the deck can withstand a 50-pound combined live and dead load, which I won't bore you with what that means, but... So if you have posts that go down to the ground and the other side of it, like, connects to the house?
Yeah, like, it goes off of the house, out into the yard, but we are attached to a twin.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So that might be another part of it.
And do they have an addition built on the back of their house at all?
She, like, coming off of, yeah, like, we adjoin, and then I think she has, like, a pantry or something room built off, so, like, her house extends a little, probably about, like, 3 feet into our deck or 4 feet into our deck.
Okay.
From the house out.
So what you would need to do there is, again, this is all at the design stage, is to make a roofing detail such that the two houses meet, and they, what do they call that, Teresa? Is it like zero clearance or zero lot line or something?
Yes, yeah.
And so that there's no leak, so you connect the two buildings right together.
Okay.
And I also have a particular kind of siding I like to use in that case, which is called razor wire. You've probably seen it in prisons.
What?
That way your neighbors stay.
You've probably seen that in prison?
Yeah.
This is our guest on the line, Mark.
Have you done time?
Yeah, that's not nice. That's just not nice.
I watch a lot of Discovery Channel.
You've probably seen this in prison.
Yeah. Everybody knows what razor wire
is. Everyone's turning their radio off right now. Thanks.
Yeah, that'll keep the neighbors and any pesky squirrels or stuff from climbing up your side of the house.
Keep any neighbors or squirrels?
Hey, twins, living in a twin, you can get to know your neighbor whether you want to or not.
That's very true.
Oh, geez.
Oh, I hear it. I hear very true, meaning they can hear people doing whatever they do in the next door. Let's not talk about that.
And Mark's using his imagination right now. But I'm curious what you are planning to use your addition for. Do you have anything in the works, like a playroom or anything?
A family room, because we have our family room downstairs that we'd like to turn into a playroom, and then we could make that addition the family room. I'd like to open up the kitchen so you can, like, see over, like, right into there so I can see the kids watching TV or whatever they're doing.
Oh,
that's
so
good.
So you want to open up, I bet there's some kind of window, double window, single window.
Yeah, there's a double window, and then we have a door, so it'd be nice to have all that opened up.
Ooh, all that. Wow. Ooh, oh, that would be fun.
Does that mean that you'll have to work on your kitchen, too? Is that going to...
Yeah, I guess a little part of it. Not too many projects at once.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, and another thing you're going to want to look for, you know, from a detail side of things, is to make sure that whoever builds it insulates underneath the deck and then traps that in, like, plywood or something that will last out in the weather. Otherwise, it will be freezing.
Oh, the
in
floor.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your kids will be like, whoa, it's so cold walking around out in our new living room.
Now, is this the kind of project you're thinking about tackling yourselves? Or you and your children that I can hear in the background? Out there, some babies?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe my husband a little bit, but I have no interest myself personally doing it. But
gotcha.
I can tell him what I'd like to be done, and, you know.
Yep. Yeah, this is one of those projects that is going to be an awesome payoff, but it's kind of complicated, and really the key is getting started on the right foot with a good design and the right structural details, and then you can build everything off of that.
Okay.
Well, I hope that we helped today and that you have a little bit more information about what you need to ask and look into, too.
Definitely. Okay. Thank you.
And we want to come out to hang out with you guys at the pool, too. So when we go to commercial, we'll get the address, and we'll be out there. Mark will wear his Speedo.
No problem. Come out anytime.
Okay. Cool. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. And we are going to take a break. We'll see you next on My Fix It Up Life. Got roof? For roof repair and replacement, you need the high-performance tools and hardware from roofersworld.com. The Red Ripper tools reduce tear-off time by up to 30%. The innovative Adapta roof staging accessories enable you to work safe and fast at heights and on steep pitches. Whether you need magnetic hatchets or hammers, roofing knives and blades, hard-to-find snow guards or roof jacks, Roofers World is your go-to source. For high-performance, rugged, get-it-done tools and accessories, visit roofersworld.com.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
Inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
And we are back. We have a question by email.
We do. Electronic mail.
Yeah, electronic mail. Mm-hmm. And we should also point out that we will not be being joined today by Jason Cameron from Desperate Landscapes.
He's probably out fixing someone's landscape. We'll have to have him on in another program.
Yeah, we will, for sure.
Totally.
Yeah, he's a real deal kind of guy. We've been in the same room with him, by the way.
We were. We were at a party in Vegas with him.
I should introduce myself.
And I didn't know it was him.
Yeah, he was, like, ghosting out in the corners and stuff. Oh, it was either that or Chris Grundy's aura just drowned out everyone else.
Yeah, we were at a party, and if you're into the DIY Network shows, then this will probably get you excited, I guess.
The who's who of the DIY.
Yeah, Amy Matthews was there.
Yep.
Chris Grundy was there from Cool Tools. And
Blashaw.
Matt Blashaw was there, and Jason Cameron was there.
And Jason was there. I saw him for, like, a second.
Yeah, I didn't see him.
Maybe he wasn't there the whole time, but he walked by me like, I know that guy.
Yeah, and there was like 20 people at this party, too.
Yeah.
Oh, and the party was at the, what is it, that hotel?
It's the Playboy Hotel.
It's now the Playboy Hotel in Vegas.
Or is it like the Playboy Tower that's within this hotel? Jay, do you remember, JT?
Yeah, it's the Playboy Tower within the hotel. It was
the Palms.
Yeah,
oh,
the Palms.
Yeah, it's the Palms.
Yeah, yeah, the Palms. What I needed to hear
and
was JT's voice to bring me back.
Excuse you? Mark, you are correct.
It was the Palms, Mark.
Well, what was so cool about it is that, I don't know, I used to watch The Girls Next Door.
Yeah.
And there was a scene on that program filmed in this space that we were
room.
In,
yeah.
And it's like a pool that looks out onto the whole strip.
Right.
And all the girls were frolicking around in this pool.
Not at the party we were at, just
they weren't there at the party we were at, but that we were... Apparently it just started raining.
I don't even know what that was.
Oh, that was pretty cool. I think that the equipment...
Oh, I know. I don't even know what... I have no idea. Yes, I do.
Wait a minute. He's over there.
Thunderstorms are coming, ladies and gentlemen. This is
well, I know what happened. I think that I was talking about the girls frolicking around in the pool. And
Mark had dirty thoughts and God zapped him with a lightning bolt.
Exactly. Honey, you're married. Seriously. Literally. Anyway, so I was excited to be in that space because that's where, you know, all of these hot girls were on the show.
Yeah, it was great. Cool. I mean, totally fun.
And one of my favorite lines I've ever heard on one of those programs, those reality shows.
Yeah, Hugh Hefner.
He was sitting there with his brother. He turned to his brother. They're watching all these girls jump around in this pool. And they said, it's better than regular TV. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, we say that a lot around the house.
Yeah, we do.
That one found new life.
But we do have a question that we wanted to talk about.
We do, and as luck would have it, it's a landscaping-specific question.
It totally is.
We get lots of questions, and this one just happens to work for today's show.
And this email came in, I need a pro-grade weed whacker, and I'm a little suspicious of buying such a tool at a home center. What's your advice? What is your advice? Because you're like the weed whacker expert. Just yesterday you were saying, what is his like string like a half inch long?
There was a guy, I mean, when the higher pitch the weed whacker engine makes, the shorter the string is because there's no resistance on it.
Yeah.
So this guy's string, he must not have had string in there. He's just spinning the disc around, wearing the grass out.
See, I don't know anything about lawns. I will openly admit that.
I seriously wanted to just rip my ears off.
And it doesn't bother me at all because I have no idea that they're making a mistake out there. Yeah.
I mean, just the sound alone.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Drives him crazy.
Yeah.
So lawn equipment is one of Mark's things.
Oh, I got my whole start in this whole thing landscaping.
You did.
Yeah, that's my source code. I mean, I love building stuff, but... I guess that's why I like the outdoor projects so much.
I like that you like outdoor projects, yeah.
You like that get me out of the house.
Well, you know. But, so where would you buy a weed whacker?
Okay, yeah. The key to this sentence here is pro-grade. Because I bought the weed whacker that we have. It's an Echo. And I bought that at a home center, probably Home Depot. And it's fine. And I use it, and I use it hard, and I use it as an edger and a weed whacker and everything else, and it performs just fine. But when you start getting into the pro-grade stuff, which gets me thinking that this cat is out there mowing people's lawns and stuff, he's making a living with this tool.
More than just his own.
More than just his own. Mm-hmm. So 8 hours of use in a day, 6 hours of use in a day.
That's a lot of weed whacking.
That's a lot of weed whacking.
How long does it take to go through one of those strings anyway?
It depends what you're doing.
If you're doing 8 hours a day.
Oh, you're going through those strings probably, I don't know, you could use a disc in a day. It depends.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So a lot of landscapers just have a bunch of those things, take it off, put one on, so they're not threading the string while they're standing there.
Oh.
Yeah.
But
the takeaway here is that in the lawn and garden department at most home centers that I've ever been to, they've got good equipment, but it's not pro. It's not pro stuff. It's good. Some of it's super homeownery. Some of it's kind of like I would call, what I call it, like a value pro. Like you get away with it. But if you need pro-grade landscaping stuff, go to pro-grade distribution. So a lot of times that means go where the, basically go where the landscapers go.
Where do they go?
Well, they go to all these different places. I don't know what they are. but you could track it. You're going to be looking for brands like Steel, S-T-I-H-L.
So if you go to their website, you can go to their distribution. Okay, distributor.
A lot of rental places are also professional distributors of landscape equipment.
Oh, that's kind of smart. You can go and rent one and check it out and see if you like it, and then you can buy one.
Right.
That's
exactly.
A smart move.
And if they don't, if they're not pro level distributors, they know who is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good place to start. And then, but there's nothing wrong with stuff you buy at a home center. It's just, and I should also hasten to add that this is kind of a lawn and garden specific situation that I've observed, because the power tools, you can get professional level power tools, miter saws, table saws, all those things that are pro grade are available at a home center.
Yeah.
That makes sense, that distinction?
Totally.
Yeah. So that's my take on that. And I could keep talking about weed whackers all day long.
Really?
Straight shaft is better than a curved shaft, even if it's just your yard.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. They have them where the shaft like kind of curls down like a.
Oh.
And those things are, I'm not sure what they're for or who uses them, but you can't get under stuff because the thing kind of points straight at the ground.
Why would someone use that?
I don't know.
Oh.
That's my point.
Well, there's got to be a point why they make them that way.
Maybe people are, and this is a big thing that I know tool makers deal with all the time, is that people who are ambitious to take on a project, one of the biggest stumbling blocks they have is, I don't want to make fun of anybody, but fear of power tools, fear of getting hurt.
Hmm.
And
that's a real fear.
It's a real fear, and if you have it, it's good fear to have.
Yeah.
Because it forces you to be cautious.
Mm-hmm.
But if you also want to do these projects, it's a fear you need to manage and get over. We could do a whole tool safety thing. I've got a million tricks to keep my fingers away from blades and stuff like that that I use just as a matter of course, because things happen when you get tired and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of maybe why they curl that weed whacker over. It's a little less threatening. It's closer to the operator's body.
Yeah, yeah.
It's harder to use, mm-hmm. and you can't do as good a job, but...
So how long is it going to take you before you run screaming out of the house to grab that weed whacker from our neighbor the next time you hear it?
Seriously, like I said before about our other neighbor, he could have made better time if he just waited to tip over rather than using the weed whacker at that pace.
Well, and just this morning, Lexi, our 9-year-old, and I were talking about how Mark is kind of like the superhero of carpentry. Like, he's got a little cape and stuff. Whenever he hears a tool in the neighborhood, it's like, dun-dun-dun, and he, like, tools up and gets his, you know, two-tone pants on and his, you know, work shoes, and he runs out to the neighborhood and says, "Hi, what are you using?"
Carpentry outfit.
Is that a tool I see you're using?
Can I assist you, fair citizen?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You might need a pair of these, handing, you know, some safety glasses or something
like
that.
I really do that. Hey, I got some tools for sale.
Anyway, I think that we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and give away the Dremel 8200 when we get back with my Fix It Up Life. The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Marth Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done." Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and giveaway time.
It is giveaway time, and we are excited.
Yeah, we are.
We have a lot of cool free stuff up for grabs. I just want to say, I just want to put it out there.
Just want to throw it out there that the pipeline is full, and the tool manufacturers are really, really got some good stuff for us.
Oh, and not for,
for us. For you.
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to give you their cool free stuff.
Yeah, bypassing the
the free stuff brokers or something like that. I kind of like that.
Bypassing the My Fix It Up Life headquarters, I hasten to add.
Totally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
straight to you.
We got our hands on this Dremel 8200 for these coping videos that I did.
Yeah.
And I will be darned. I have to say that I was a little skeptical in the beginning. And then once I figured out how to do that coping, man, I'm all the way there on that.
Yes. Yeah, so. You totally are. You did a coping video on base, chair, and crown.
That's right.
Totally.
Yeah.
On Monkey C.
On Monkey C, mm-hmm. which you can find at monkeyc.com.
And then the monkey makes a little, like, giggling kind of monkey noise.
I'm all the way there with that one.
It is totally
kinda
cute.
It's like, you know, I realize that a million bazillion people go to the Monkey C thing.
And they must have tested it out. Like, other people besides me must like it.
Well, it's like books.
Or at least the person who owns Monkey Say likes it.
Well,
I mean,
sure.
Me
Nobody
and that guy,
it.
We both like it.
Well, it's like the dummies books. I don't want to read a book that calls me a dummy in the title.
Yeah, it's kind of like Dress Barn. Now, some women feel comfortable about shopping in a place
barn.
Called Barn. But when I go out to buy a new outfit, I don't want to shop like, you know, like I'm a farm animal. I want to look pretty.
You don't want to be put in mind of cattle?
Like Forever 21, good day, because it makes me feel youthful. I'm Forever 21.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, look, I'm getting a text message. Forever 21, that's great.
Yes.
So does that mean that I should go back to the drawing board with the idea for my new shop, Dress Tra? All right.
Yes. Did you say Dress Trough?
Yeah. Back to the drawing board, I guess.
Yeah, not so good. See, girls want to feel pretty, dress born, and they're successful. They're everywhere. Women love it. I don't know why.
JT,
I'm not their target market.
That's why you and I get the ladies.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah, we just got them lined up outside. We'll be with you in a minute, honey.
Honey, why don't you just go to Dress Trough? Pick yourself up something pretty.
That is.
Here's $5.
Do we?
Exactly.
Anyway, that's just my opinion.
And that's a good opinion.
Yes.
It's a good opinion.
I have no idea how we got there from where we were.
No, but that was good. I think we'd better look into
We had a lot of really good entries this week on the Dremel.
Passionate.
Very. People, I love their Dremel. I swear. There we had tons of them where, you know, you wrote in and you said, hey, you know what? I own a Dremel. I've owned one for years.
I own
corded
four ones. Dremels.
We did. We had some people. I own four. I own two corded ones and two, you know, cordless ones. Or I own three. I've gone through all of these different. I mean,
seriously,
I had no idea how passionate you are about your Dremel.
You meaning you collectively out there in the listening audience.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. It was hard.
It was exciting to read these.
This might be the toughest week to choose.
And all the different projects people use them for, too.
Well, that's what I wanted to say,
Which is really neat.
Because all the stories came in doing this tricked out, intricate work, everything from working on a motorcycle
mm-hmm.
to somebody's doing something with computer cases.
Yes.
I mean, awesome. I love
really
that.
Really awesome. Very exciting.
And then general home improvements, too.
Yes.
Which speaks to the quality of the tool.
Yeah. So can we get to the winner?
I think we need to, based on the length of time this show lasts.
Do you want to say who the winner is, or do you want to read his note first?
Well, I think we need to read his note,
mm-hmm.
and then we need to read the follow-up reason, and then we need to say who it is.
I love how you outline things for me, dear.
You asked.
Okay. So the note that we received is, the reason I want to win the 8200 is because it's cordless. I find myself trying to cut the electrical cord, my present Dremel, and almost severed it once. Not good, right?
Right, then that happens sometimes with tools.
I was surprised I wasn't electrocuted, but I managed to tape it up, and it works fine. So he wrote a bunch of more stuff that's great that he's doing with the Dremel and everything like that. And this is the part that got me.
Okay.
Okay? He says, I would hate to have it on my tombstone that he was electrocuted by his Dremel. So please consider me for a giveaway of the Dremel 8200 because I would cherish it and definitely use it. And this part got Mark.
Yeah.
Okay. He, at the footer, and this wasn't even in his entry for winning the Dremel, but in the footer of his email, he has, I expect to pass through. Oh, you want to read this?
Well, yeah, I'll read it. Okay. Yeah. It's a quotation, and what caught our eye is that this is a quotation, some plaque I got like when I was in high school for a Christmas present or mm-hmm. something from my mom. And I've had this in every place I've lived since high school.
Mm-hmm.
And his reads a little differently than mine, but it says this. I expect to pass through life but once. If, therefore, there can be any kindness I can show or any good thing I can do to any fellow being, let me do it now and not defer it or neglect it, as I shall not pass this way again.
And that's by William Penn.
Yeah, William Penn, who discovered Pennsylvania.
Anyway. And so the winner of the Dremel is Bill Reed. Congratulations, Bill, and you will receive that soon.
Yeah, we'll reach out to Dremel and get that shipped out to you right away.
Very cool. So I want to see some pictures of your projects.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, without a doubt. Hopefully you get to us through Facebook.
Well, and I want to talk about next week's show.
Do we have to?
Well, next week you are going to be live from Chicago.
Yes.
Yeah. And we're going to be talking to one of our favorite guests that we've had on our program before, Chris Grundy, from a new program that's airing, I think, starting in June, too, DIY Dominator.
Yes.
June or July that it starts.
I know. It's got to be July.
It's the summer.
I mean, it's got to be. Yeah. They haven't even taped all the episodes yet.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. And DIY Dominator is a, well, this is what they say. It's an exciting new challenge-driven series. So people go head-to-head in construction and home improvement competitions, and then, you know, they pick who wins them.
Yeah, and they do different trades, framing, decking, trim, welding.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and a panel of judges mm-hmm. figures out who wins. It kind of sounds like a blend of the Steel Chainsaw series. Oh, yeah, that's a show you will never know exists. Love those things.
Uh-huh.
The Lumberjack competition. And the
that's
show... what's that show? Junkyard Wars. Another show that you don't know exists. That
or you
I've
could
watched.
Call it kind of like the American Idol for DIY?
Not even close.
Whatever.
Why do you have to make...
Dancing with the Stars meets Home Improvement?
Why do you have to do this to everything? Not everybody likes what you like.
Not everyone likes what you like.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
That's why I have a lot of friends.
I like to girl things up. And we're going to give away some cool stuff from Bosch, too, next week.
Yeah, we've got an 18-volt compact drill driver.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a 10-pack of Daredevil spade bits.
No.
And I've used these bits. These things are boss.
Well, I'm curious why they're Daredevil.
It's because of the way they look. We'll
really?
See if we can post a picture up on Facebook.
All right.
In the meantime, you can email us at info@myfixitoplife.com why you want to win these prizes.
Totally.
You can also check us out online at the newly redesigned
myfixituplife.com.
Follow us on Twitter.
Totally.
Check us out on the Book of Face.
Yes, and you can also post your reasons why you want to win, what projects you've been working on in your house, questions that you have.
Show off the projects that you have now.
Love to see them.
Oh, love it. And tune in next week for My Fix It Up Life.
Welcome. Walking down the street.